We're picking up in Gan HaEmunah towards the beginning of the third chapter of Perek Shlishi on page Kuf Chav Zayin. So I know it's been a few days since our last year, so just to reorient ourselves a little bit, if you remember again, the Mechaber was trying to take the three aspects of Emunah that we learned in the previous chapter and try to apply it to real life situations. And he uses the example of the individual pulled over by the police officer for a speeding ticket or something of the sort, and how a person is supposed to relate in that type of circumstance, ultimately, again, to this particular setback. So if you remember, again, the three principles of Emunah that the Mechaber said that one has to apply to every life situation is to realize, number one, Shaya'amin Shekach Hashem Rotzeh, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to occur. Number two, to believe that HaKol is L'tov, everything is for good. And number three, to believe Ya'amin Shalachol Dovar Yesh Siba V'Tachlis. For everything there is a purpose. For everything there is a reason. So the Mechaber discusses the idea of how to take a stressful situation, like being pulled over by a police officer for some type of infraction, and how one is able to navigate it more successfully and seamlessly if one brings these three principles of Emunah into that situation. So the Mechaber speaks about the idea that if one doesn't handle this type of encounter correctly, not only could one become frustrated, upset, and angry, but it could lead to chas v'shalom problems bein adam l'chaveiro, with interpersonal issues. If God forbid one gets into a heated argument with the police officer, or one begins to think ill of another individual. So the Mechaber writes, this is in the second to last paragraph of page Kuf Chav Zayin, Mikan yisorer ha'adam lahavin kamatzvichim zihirus bin yom shbein adam l'chaveiro. Person has to realize how, especially in these stressful situations, person has to be so careful and vigilant with his interpersonal conduct. Ki kol zman shemistovavim ba'olam anashim peguim, shenamoch limbo ala abonam, yesh alav din kasha, shu sibas rov hatzara sheyishlo. Because when a person walks around the world, and there are others who dislike him, who are upset at him because of something that he did, this is a very serious thing. Obviously, if somebody dislikes me and I didn't do anything wrong, that's one thing. But if I did do something wrong and I upset and I offended someone, and there's someone who has negative or ill feelings towards me as a result, that creates a certain din, that creates a certain level of judgment against an individual, which is not good to walk around with. Ki amnam alin yonim shemein adil namakom habori rachman marich af. Because when it comes to infractions against the Ribbono Shel Olam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. If I do something wrong, bein Adam lamakom to God, the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to forgive. V'gam yeshar be'ito sherachmim sheben nimchon kol avonoto shel Adam kimo shemishtati perbris mila o kishiyesh lo hiru tshuva kumuvan yom kippur mechabra kol avonos vaot. Because when it comes to averos bein Adam lamakom, averos that I commit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are plenty of opportunities that one has for forgiveness. First of all, every day tshuva is possible. Second of all, we have certain times built in throughout the year, like Yom Kippur, where by definition there's kapara. There is atonement for all of our sins. That's been adam lamakom. Afa'al averos shebein adam lachaveiro in kapara b'cholelu. But the truth is, when it comes to interpersonal sin, there's no time for automatic kapara. Ve'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachol limchol al abono shel adam shenifka, ad sheis pais ha'adam ba'atzav yimcha v'leif shalim. God does not have the ability to forgive me for an infraction that I commit against another. The Ribbono Shel Olam could be as forgiving as he wants, but at the end of the day, the only person who could forgive me for a wrong that I have committed against them is the affected, is the victim of my negative actions. Nimta sha'adam harotz l'takin es ha'avono sh'yesh lo bein adam l'chaveiro, sh'ach si'yaskir es kol ha'anoshim sh'hu bahem, sh'hu paga bahem. Therefore, it turns out that if a person wants to do tshuva for his averos bin adam lo chavero, his interpersonal averos, he has to remember every single person he's ever harmed, every single person he's ever offended, or every single person he's ever upset. Then I have to go find them, and to appease them. Bikitzer, kemat bilti efshari letakin avon zeh. This is actually quite amazing, Mechaber says. It turns out that if a person is not careful with their interpersonal conduct, it is virtually impossible to do tshuva for wrongs that are committed by Adam l'chaviro. For one simple reason. because I have to keep track of every single person I've hurt, every single person I've offended, every single person I've upset throughout the entirety of my life. And we understand that that is virtually impossible. Therefore, says the Mechaber, the only way to truly manage interpersonal conflict is to avoid it from the outset. If a person is careful about how they manage their interpersonal relationships so that it doesn't come to chaos, it doesn't come to anger, it doesn't come to negative words or negative feelings, then a person doesn't have to worry about figuring out how to do tshuva. Because once a person begins to contemplate doing tshuva, bin adam l'chavero, if you know who you wronged, that's fine. But it's possible that for many of us, we've wronged so many people, hurt so many people, that the truth is, I can't even keep track. I don't even know who. And therefore, tshuva becomes almost impossible. Therefore, the only itza is to try to avoid the need for tshuva, for averos bin adam l'chavero, proactively, by avoiding negatively impacting or hurting another. Kimuvan, hisnagus hazos, so this is amazing. It goes back to the police officer idea. So, and the truth is not just by the police officer. Very often, interpersonal strife comes about as a result of a lack of emunah. A person thinks that he's in control. In a police officer case, he figures, okay, I'll appease the officer, I'll calm him down, I'll talk my way out of this. Then when it doesn't work, I begin to get more aggressive. And then, of course, when the aggression doesn't work, I begin to curse, I begin to get upset, I begin to get angry, I begin to say negative things. Hatsiun shal adam zeh b'mivchan ha'emuno namach mod, ves hatsiun hazeh hu yira bein ba'olam hazeh bein ba'olam abo. Ki kvar ba'olam hazeh chayev meleim tzar, bishrom ba'agmas nefesh. The idea is when a person has lax emunah and they lash out at the police officer, or again, you understand the police officer is just an example. The idea is if I have a negative interaction and the way to handle it is with emunah, that I recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all litova, and there's a purpose in this. But if I choose not to adopt that approach of emunah, inevitably I'll get angry, spiteful, hurtful, and then I carry that animosity, that anger, and that angst with me throughout life. And it consumes me from the inside. Hakol biglal choser emunoso. Then it turns out that a negative personal interaction is not over when me and the other individual part ways, but it stays with me for an elongated period of time. It eats me up inside. Why? All because I lack emunah. Ube'emes, in kan shum shoter ki on il milvado yisparach va'kol zerak Hashem. And the Mechaber says, and this is an incredibly important idea in terms of navigating difficult interpersonal relationships, is to recognize even though an individual has bechira, every person has free will about how they talk about what they do, but I'm supposed to realize that what happens to me in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's latova, it's for good, and there's a purpose. So when there is a negative interaction, when someone does something negative to me, I have a choice. I could get upset, I could strike back, I could lash out. And we all know that A will not resolve the situation, and B only creates further feelings of animosity within me. And those feelings remain inside, those feelings do not reside, they do not go away, and it turns out that it eats me, eats my kishkas from the inside. Masha'inkein, if I approach the situation with emunah, then I'm able to recognize that as painful, as difficult as this was, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a purpose, there's a tachlis, I'm able to learn from it, and most importantly, I'm able to grow from it. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will continue in the next section tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.